Okay, good morning everybody.
Yeah, so I'd like to deal with the subject that we mentioned. Yosef and Tzadik and dealing with teenagers. So we'll get to the teenage part at the end. But first, let us focus on Yosef and Tzadik and ask a number of obvious questions. The Parsha tells us, a famous Rashi on this week's Sedra, bringing from the Medrash, that when Yosef and Tzadik was about to perform the Avera with Eishes Potiphar, suddenly, he has an image. Chazal bring down. Nuris loy demus tiyuknish l'oviv brings down from the Gemara in Sota that as he was about to do the Avera, an image of his father, Yaakov Avinu, appears to him in the window and stops him doing the Avera. Some say that it was actually mamash the window, it was like a reflection. Yosef looked like Yaakov, so when he looked at himself, you could see Yaakov Avinu. But the Pasuk seems to say, or the Medrash, I should say, tells us that he saw this image of his father. And the obvious question on this Chazal is, what kind of a Nisayan is that for Yosef HaTzadik? He's about to have a tremendous Nisayan, okay, we say that. As he's about to do the Avera, boom, then an image of his father appears to him in the window, and saves him. Which takes away from the whole godless of the praise we give to Yosef HaTzadik for standing, I made for Nisayan this test. Yeah. I'd also like, the next time I have a tremendous Nisayan, okay, you know, please. I'd also like, you know, maybe Rabbi Yashiv's face appear to me in the window, it doesn't have to be Yaakov. The last moment, a face will appear to me. Say that, of course. That will stop. What was the godless, in fact, it takes away from the whole Nisayan of Yosef HaTzadik to say that he was able to overcome? But say that, of course, because the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him this Nevuah at the last minute and took him out of it. So why was Yosef? Of course, it's called Yosef HaTzadik for this purpose, because he was only Ben Nisayon. Yet it seems to be that he was given this great gift. That's number one. So what was the big test, having seen the Demus Diyukna of his father? At the beginning of this week's parasha, Rashi brings from Chazal, that just like last week, we give a whole list of all Esau's genealogy, and all the different descendants, Aluf, Aluf, Aluf. In this week's parasha, we begin, Yeshiv Yaakov, Be'eretz, Mugay, Arvi, Be'eretz, Kanan, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shemai Seishono. And Rashi brings famously from the Medrash, he brings a story with a Pachmi, that the that Yaakov Avinu was scared. He's here, there's all this Esav, so many people, all this Aluf, all these chiefs. And he has a Pachat. And Chazal tell us, that there's nothing to worry about Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov is compared to Eish. Base Yaakov le'Eish, and base Yosef le'Hovah. Base Yosef. Yosef is the flame, and Esav is Kash, is straw. One spark of that Eish that goes forth, Yosef HaTzadik will consume all of Esav's Kash, all his straw, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. Why Dafka was it Yosef HaTzadik, who is the one that is able to be this flame against Esau? What about all the other Shvatim? Many other Shvatim came before, and Yehuda, you see Yehuda stands up to Yosef later on in the next couple of parashas. Yehuda is the lead, Yehuda is the king of Persia. So why Dafka Yosef? He was the one, Punt Yosef was the one that now stands up and challenges Esau. Why Yosef? So I think with these two questions, we're going to lead us into a search for analysis of what exactly was the Mekudah of Esav that we are petrified of. What is it in Esav that scares us? What is it that Yosef has that is the weapon Keneged Esav? And by doing that, we'll actually see that Yosef is the perfect antidote for Esav, and that'll lead us to teenagers. Okay. Esav. So first, let's understand, what is Esav's kayach? Now we know, from Chazal bring down, Esav always represents the Yetzirah. The Esav is the Yitzrei Shel Ra of a person's evil inclination. And one of the greatest gifts, if not the greatest gift, of the Yetzirah, is a person's dimyon, a person's imagination. What does that mean? That means like this, when a person has an opportunity to do an Aveira, what's an Aveira worth? What is it? A little bit of Lashon Hara here, a nasty comment there, what is it worth? But beforehand, before doing the Aveira, a person has a tremendous urge to perform that Aveira. That Aveira becomes to him like something which is fundamental, he has to do it. He almost feels compelled to do that Aveira. That is the Kayach of Dimyon of imagination. What does that mean? That means that a person imagines in his mind, this is the be-all and end-all. If a person decides to go on a diet, and he says, you know, he's going to be very particular, he's only going to eat healthy foods from now on, and he's doing really well for the first couple of days, and then he walks into the kitchen, of course, looking in front of him is this very nice-looking piece of cake, of course, you know, chocolate with extra chocolate, you know, chips on the top with sprinklings of chocolate with a little bit of cream on top as well, and it's all there, and he's thinking to himself, you know, he really shouldn't, but you know, it's one piece of cake, and he has this battle of imagination. I love it, chocolate, it's my favorite, I've got to have it. That imagination is the power of persuasion. The Kayach HaDimyon. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Dachan and Beis, the Gemara tells us about the power of the Yetzer Hara. In the beginning of in the Gemara, says that the Asid Lavoi, Hashem is going to come, is going to shecht the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is going to be shechted, the Malach HaMoves, who is the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara is going to be shechted, and Chazal tell us, halolu baichim v'halolu baichim. Everybody's going to be crying. The Tzadikim are going to be crying, and the Rishayim are going to be crying. So the Rishayim understand they're crying. What are the Tzadikim crying over? So the Gemara says, the Tzadikim are going to cry, they're going to say, how could it be this pathetic, it's in the reverse, how could it be this mountain, this har, how could it be that we were able to overcome this incredible har? And they'll be crying, l'chayra, out of tears of joy. How could it be? And that's what Chazal says, without Hashem's help, you haven't got the ability to overcome this incredible mountain. And the Rishayim are also crying. And why are they crying? They say, how could it be that we couldn't resist the temptation of this pathetic little hair? And nothing, all it is a hair. That's the Gemara. And the obvious question is, so what is the Yetzer? Is it a hair or is it a mountain? And why are they both crying? Why to the Tzadikim is it a mountain? And why to the Rishayim is it a hair? And the pshat is, because when a person, before a person has done the Aveira, there's a tremendous desire, the dimion, the imagination that takes over a person, blows everything up to the size of a mountain. It seems like it's insurmountable. You can't get over it. And the Tzadikim, who are described as the people who have before, they're prior to the Aveira, they're before they've done the Aveira, they're Tzadikim, they never did the Aveira. They see the Yetzer Hara in its power before a person does the Aveira, i.e. the attraction, the imagination that comes with it. It blows it up to the size of a mountain. Whereas the Rishayim, once a person's done an Aveira, they realize, they feel terrible about themselves, because they realize it was a joke. It was all fluff, it was all imagination, all it is a nothing of a hair. And the Rishayim, who are post-Aveira, they're the ones that can point to it and say, it's a joke, how could it be we weren't able to overcome this hair? And what is it? Is it a hair or is it a mountain? It's both. Before the Aveira, the job of the Yetzer Hara is before the Aveira, to take that hair, meaningless nothing, and blow it up into the size of a mountain. Give us that dimyon, that imagination that we have to have this Aveira. It's part of who we are. We need to have it. We get pulled after it. And when a person, Chas v'Shalom, falls to the Aveira, afterwards he realizes the bubble is burst. He feels flat about himself because he realizes all it was a hair. And that's the job of the Yetzer, to take the hair and blow it up into the size of a mountain. And that's what Chazal tells us. The Esav, who represents the Yetzer Hara, he lives in a place called Har Seir. Har Seir, the mountain of the hair, because that's the job of the Yetzer Hara, to take the hair, the nothing, and yet blow it up to the size of a mountain, convince us that this is something that we need. That's why he lives in Har Seir. The Kayach of Esav is the Kayach of Dimyon. Now let's look at the antidote. Who can take on the Kayach HaDimyon of the Yetzer Hara? We find, amazingly, in these parashas, we see exactly that Yosef is the man of Dimyon. The man of imagination, what does that mean? So we look, just follow the psukim. We find the first thing we have to say about Yosef, V'hu na'ar es b'nei bilo. Chazal tell us, na'ar, says he was doing things of na'aris. He was playing with his hair, he was making himself look beautiful. He was busy with the exterior. Imagination of how he appears. The image, the demus. He was busy with his appearance. And his brothers were so convinced that Yosef HaTzadik was going down the wrong path. They were willing to kill him. And their suspicions, after them seeing him doing these things of na'aris, are only further supported when he comes on with the dreams. Vayachalem, he has one dream. Vayachalem, oyud chalem, ache, he has another dream. What is a dream? A dream is dimyon, it's all imagination. It's the koach of the mind to be able to have these images. Chalemos. And they say, Hine bala chalemos bar. The bala chalemos is here. The brothers call Yosef the bala chalemos, the man of dimyon. Now, the man of dimyon is a very dangerous person to be around. Because look what happened. The koach of Esau, the koach of the dimyon of the Yetzer Hara, is tremendously negative. And when he's being salsa basara, he's playing with his own image, having dreams, and he's going to be the leader, and they're going to bow down to him. The brothers say, we've got to get rid of him. And they weren't wrong in understanding that that was his koach. Yosef HaTzadik is called, in Pasuk, Paragraph and Test, Pasuk Hey, he's described as Yafei Toya. Yafei Toya, he's described as a beautiful looking person. An expression normally only used for a woman is given to Yosef HaTzadik. In fact, Chazal say on that Pasuk, Vayhi Yosef Yafei Toya Yafei Maria. After he's in the house of Potiphar, it says Yosef was Yafei Toya Yafei Maria, says Rashi. Once again, Kibun Shuru'a Atzmai Moshel, Hiskil Oichel V'Shoisel Mesalsel Basaro. When Yosef HaTzadik saw, he now, things had changed. He was sold down to Mitzrayim. Now he decided, he saw he was being Moshel. He was ruling over other people. So he suddenly, once again, Chazal bring back this expression of Mesalsel Basaro. He's playing with his hair and his looks, meaning indicated by the words Yafei Toya Yafei Mara. Why did the Pasuk tell us he's Yafei Toya Yafei Mara? He's been Yafei Toya Yafei Mara for many years. But Yafei Toya Yafei Mara came up again. He suddenly got trapped in his dimyonus. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ovicha Misabel V'atam Misalsal V'sarecho. Your father's Misabel over you, and you're playing with your hair. Ani Megar B'chos HaDoiv. Miyad, we have the Hemshech of the Pesukim with regards to Eishes Potiphar. The Doiv, the bear, is brought against him, this tremendous Nisayan. So the Nisayan comes about because he's the Bala Chalomos. He's the dreamer. Fascinating. Let's see. Okay, so we've described Esau as the problem of Dimyonis. We can understand why Yosef, who has this Koach HaDimyon, is going to be the one who's going to be able to take on the Yetzer Hara of the Dimyon. But at this stage of the Psukim, we see that he's not doing too well. Yafei Toya Yafei Mara. Then we read the Psukim of the battle with Eishes Potiphar. And if we look here, we then see what is one supposed to do if he has this middah of Dimyon. So we read the Psukim, and a simple reading tells us that she says, he refuses. Your master's given everything for me. There's nobody greater in this house than me. I'm in charge. And therefore he refuses. And so we know, she grabs hold of him, etc. And then he runs out. He sees the image of his father and he runs out. But listen to the words of the Psukim. Yosef HaTzadik is able to use the koach of Dimyon to get him out of situations. Get himself out of the grips of the Yetzer Hara. We ask the question, how could it be that Yosef HaTzadik is credited with being Omid ben Nisoyan? He was given the image of his father in a window. B'seida. Okay, give me an image next time I have a Nisoyan. No, that's not the pshat. When Chazal say he saw the image of his father in the window, one of the explanations one can understand is he conjured up that image. He thought to himself, who am I? I'm Yosef HaTzadik. Chazal tell us, he knew that he was going to be one of the Shvatim on the Choshen. He's going to lose his stone on the Choshen. He realized, if he does this Avera, what's his father going to say? And he was so brought by that understanding, what's my father going to say? That he was able to, as it were, conjure up the image of his father in the window. He brought out that image. The Bala Dimyonis, the Bala Chalemis, the dreamer, uses his Koyach HaDimyon to extricate himself from this tremendous Nisayon. Avdarabba, he was the one that elicited that response of being able to see his father's image, and therefore of course he's credited with the Koyach of being Oymed B'Nisayon. It wasn't just, he suddenly got an Avua. He was about to do that, but he used his capacity of imagination. That Koyach HaDimyon that he had, that Bala Chalomis that made him, who the brothers were so terrified of, he used that Koyach to extricate himself from this mokum of Avera, against the Yetzer Hara, whose Koyach is all in the power of imagination. And that's why we credit Yosef as Yosef HaTzadik. I think it's fair to say, Al Pi Jurush, if you look at the Psukim, perhaps that's what Yosef meant in Posuk Tes when he says, Einenu Godol B'Bayis Hazeh Mimeni. The simple meaning is, I've been entrusted, there's nobody greater in this house, I'm in charge. But perhaps one could say, Al Derech Drush, Einenu Godol B'Bayis Hazeh Mimeni. Yosef HaTzadik said, there's nobody godol in this house, Mimeni. I'm Yosef HaTzadik. There's nobody greater in this house for me to do this. It's below me. I can't do this. He was trying to get into that mindset of understanding. There's nobody greater in this house than me. I have the potential to be Yosef HaTzadik, and if I do this, I won't be Yosef HaTzadik. That koyach of understanding that imagination of who Yosef could be, he was able to bring out at the right time to save himself from Avera. It's fascinating to note that in the yeshiva world, there are different mahalchim and avodas Hashem. Yodua, that in Slobodka, that their approach was always gadlus ha'adam. The answer of Slobodka, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, who, his whole message was gadlus ha'adam. He used to tell the Talmidim in Slobodka that this is who you could be. You know, Klal Yisrael able to be, and Adam is more than a malach. His whole message was gadlus ha'adam. And we see the Gedolim that came out of Slobodka. The Gedolim. Rav Rudiman, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Hutner, so many Gedolim that came out of Slobodka Yeshiva just because the Alter Slobodka held his Talmidim in such high esteem. He pumped them with such understanding of Gadlus HaAdam, of the Einenu Godol B'Bayis Hazeh, that produced the world of the great Rosh Yeshivas that was the next generation. Yosef HaTzadik is able to take on Esav because Yosef Dafka is the Koyach HaDimyon. That Koyach HaDimyon, the power of imagination of what a person could be, he almost got destroyed by it. The brothers wanted to ruin him because they thought that he'd been sucked in. But actually, it turns out that it's the Koyach that saves him against the power of Dimyon, of the Yetzer Hara, of the Har Seir of Esav. It's interesting to know, how does it link in? That's Yosef HaTzadik. How does it link in with understanding teenagers? It's a fascinating topic I wanted to mention. I deal a lot with teenagers. It's a fascinating period in a person's life. It's important for us to understand. Either we have teenagers, or anyway, it's a sugya to really think about, that a person who is a teenager is somebody who is a hybrid. He's a combination of a child and an adult. He's no longer a child, completely, but he's also certainly not an adult. And this combination, there's this battle in between with that person. He's constantly not aware whether today is he wearing his child hat or his adult hat. He's not quite sure who. He's academically amazingly capable of academic, progress. And at the same time, he'll be doing childish activities that are befitting somebody who's much younger than him. And this battle, interesting to know, there is no word in the Torah for a teenager. But l'chayra, I would venture to say that if there was a word that we could find, it would probably be na'ar. Which is interesting that that's the word Chazal give for Yosef HaTzadik earlier on. V'na'ar, in a derogatory way. Na'ar means mesalsel b'sarei. The Loshon na'ar also happens to be v'yina'ar, it says with Mitzrayim, that they were Hashem mixed them all around. All the Mitzrayim in the Yam Suf were mixed together. Interesting to note, I've not seen anybody say anything about this, but l'chori you could say that a na'ar is this mixture. There's this confusion. Also, na'ar is miloshen er, of being awake. What's fascinating to note as well is that a teenager often has this inflated sense of self, of who they could be. They have a very inflated understanding of who they are. So normally we suppress that. We say, come on, yeah, you'll grow up soon. You'll realize that life is depressing. You know? And then you join like the rest of us in the depressing club. That's what we normally say. But the problem is, that's not the right chinuch. Because the kayach hadimyon, and by the way, where does the kayach hadimyon come in a teenager, that he could be everything? It comes actually from the child aspect. Because kayach hadimyon exists in children. Children live in the world of dimyon, imagination. They think they're going to be, when they grow up, they're going to be everything all at once. They'll be an astronaut, and they'll be a great rav, and they'll be everything all in one. And they have this curve of imagination. When a child is playing, when he's playing with a boat in the bath, and you suddenly take the boat out, you just sunk the Titanic for him. He's in the boat. Meaning, the point is that children live in the world of dimyon, imagination. That's why they cry over anything, because they live it so really. For them, it's real. Imagination is real. They play with imaginary friends. They make up things they can play for hours. They live in the world of dimyon. A teenager has that chelek in him, and everybody has that chelek of dimyon, of imagination, of what a person could be. To strive for something greater. Normally, we just suppress it. We say, okay, that's the childish side of you. You'll get over it soon. But the right chinuch is to understand that, yes, there are two chalokim. There's the adult, and there's the child, and there's the mixture of the na'ar is perhaps nearer, a little bit mixed together. And they don't know from one day to the next, never mind, I often tell them, I say, you think it's hard for you? Imagine being a parent of somebody you don't know who he is one day to the next. How are you supposed to control somebody or advise somebody? You don't know who he is, who's speaking. But it's important for parents to understand that that's who these people are, as it were. There's a child and an adult in one, and there's a tremendous battle going on. But the right chinuch is to be able to understand, like Yosef HaTzadik did, to use the kayach hadimyon, the imagination that they still have from their childhood, that is somehow still there, that they think they can be great people. We have to fan that to a flame. That's what the Altos Lubavitcher did. Godless Adam, godless Adam, godless Adam. All he told his Talmidim was, you can be great. You can achieve greatness. And when they got that message, time and time again, that they can achieve greatness, they went on and became Gedolim. They became great people. Because that imagination can be fanned to a flame, a real flame, when a person has the right chinuch. And that's the chinuch of understanding the difficulty of being a teenager is this battle. The right chinuch is to be able to say, you think you could be everything, you can be everything. You have to direct that imagination, that inspiration, that aspiration in the right area, and you can become a godly soul, you can become a great person, you can achieve anything that you want to. That's the Einenu Godel Babayis Hazer that Yosef HaTzadik understood, which took him out of the Mokum of Avera, which in a world of Avera that we find ourselves nowadays, and the teenagers are faced with this world of Dimyon out there. The world of Dimyon is so strong. Everything in this world is Dimyon. If there was no Dimyon, there'd be no world of advertising, nobody would buy anything, everyone would just be happy wearing the clothes that they wear, But everything, the whole of the business world out there is all to do with dimyon. It's all imagination. I need to sell you my product. I need to convince you first that you need my product. It's all dimyon. It's all imagination. And the world out there, especially for these young teenagers, is a tremendous nisoyin like Yosef HaTzadik. And the nisoyin is dimyon, imagination, because they've got everything they want in the palm of their hands, literally. And the only thing that we can stop, that can stop them, that can give them the Yosef HaTzadik, the ability to see the image of Yaakov Avinu, is to use that Kayach HaDimyon itself, neged the Yetzer Hara. To use the Kayach HaDimyon to say, you can be anything. To use that Dimyon to say, don't sell yourself short. Yosef HaTzadik said, I'm Yosef HaTzadik, I could do this. That's the Kayach to fight the Yetzer Hara. You are Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Bnei Yosef. You're going to do this? You could be godless. Never mind, don't do this because it's bad for you. No. You know who you could be? You could be the greatest thing ever. When you give that message, you could be the greatest thing ever. then of course they realize it's below them to do X, Y, Z. It's below them. That is the kayach of Yosef HaTzadik. The kayach he used to fight the demyonis. And that's the kayach, the chinuch we have to give our children, the chinuch we have to understand. For those people who are stuck in the world of Na'ar, this difficult world, those people are stuck in that world, to be able to give them the inspiration, to have the aspiration to become gedolim, great people, can achieve their potential, to pump them with that. It's not a problem of gaiva. Halavai would be a problem of gaiva. It's the exact opposite nowadays. People don't have any belief in themselves. You pump them with more and more understanding that they could be gedolim, they could be great people. In whatever they do, they could achieve greatness. That is the empowering message of using the dimyon, keneged, the incredible dimyon that exists out there, of the tumah of this world. We can combat it with the kayach hadimyon of tahara, of realizing gadlus ha'odom, of who man is capable of being. And by doing so, we'll then understand that Beis Yaakov is Eish, and Esav is Kash, is the straw, is the external part, is the chaff, it's nothing, it's fluff. And Beis Yosef is the hover, is the flame. We have to literally fan it to a flame, use the Kayach HaDimyon to fan that flame, to make it into a real flame that goes to a distance, and we'll be able to consume the whole of Esav and the whole world of Dimyon, and thereby become Gedolim Babayis Hazeh.